This is the Screaming Pods Network on ScreamingPods.com.
And now, on with the program.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Pilot Project. We're back again to talk about our first ever reboot versus original battle, Charmed 1998 versus Charmed 2018. And we're going to talk about
your teeny weeny episode.
That's right, exactly. And we're going to talk about what we're going to be previewing, or what we're going to be talking about next week on the next full episode of
We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about what we're talking about.
Yep.
It's actually a true statement. It's a dull true statement, because we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about. So it's actually very true.
No, I'm not doubting it. It's just kind of funny wording.
My name is Mark, and I'm joined by the Laverne to my Shirley. That is Dustin.
I do have the embroidered sweaters.
Yeah, you have a big D on your sweater.
So to speak.
So to speak.
Yeah.
It's not the letter D.
we're back to a boys club this week, so we can talk like
that.
That's
right. Again. We can talk about wieners and penises. Butts and,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chicks and stuff.
Break out your porno mags.
Right. That's all there are. All over this. Like, he had to hide them when Angela came in, and now he plastered them all against the walls and all over the tables again.
That's right. I got my Cindy Crawford poster up, my Kathy Ireland, Pam Anderson, appropriately for next week.
They're all tasteful nudes.
Is there any nude that's not tasteful?
There can be.
Really? Such as?
Go see Hustler or something and check out some of those spreads, so to speak.
I was thinking more like Lemon Party.
No, yeah. That's,
I would say Hustler is a fine work of art compared to Lemon Party.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's a good point.
Alexa.
That's too dark web.
Alexa, look up Lemon Party.
You're welcome. You're welcome, fans.
Alexa, look up Tub Girl.
Oh, God. Wonder if that's still in existence.
I don't know. It's
I don't wonder enough to go look, but
it's right there in the internet Vile Hall of Fame, along with Goatsy.
Absolutely.
You remember that classic.
And the cup and the girls and all that stuff. Yeah.
Couple of girls, couple of cups, something like that.
Yeah. We're not here to talk about the vile parts of the web, though. Well,
in a sense, we are.
Yeah, true.
In a sense, we are. So let's talk about we did Charmed 98 versus Charmed 2018. And, you know, I haven't checked on the ratings of Charmed 2018. I should do that, see how well it's doing. But yeah,
that would take some effort.
I know from what I saw in the second week that the ratings definitely took a hit.
Sure.
The viewership took a hit. But I would also say that is normal for any show, that generally most shows do not build from episode 1 to 2.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how, obviously this is a high bar, but like the first season of This Is Us, how it went, you know, maybe it got some buzz and actually increased.
Yeah.
But I don't think a show like Charmed is going to do that. I don't think a bunch of people are going to find Charmed and then say, oh, now I really got to start tuning in week to week. It'd be interesting to see if the thing that they don't obviously count that they should are people that go back and look at a back catalog, like internet hits. Like, how many times did the CW, the pilot episode, get hits 5 weeks in or something? I think they should take all that into account before they cancel shows. Not that I'm here advocating for Charmed in particular, but all that does factor in, though. You know, I mean, that's people watching the show, that's eyeballs on the show and on the ads that are in the app, and I don't know.
So it didn't take a giant hit. So the original, counting for DVR, the first episode of Charmed 2018 got 2.96 million. So that is live plus 3. They count DVR as plus 3 days.
Okay.
Even though back when I had a DVR, I wouldn't watch stuff for months sometimes. So yeah, why aren't you counting me, bitch? But in episode 2, it actually, as far as ratings go, they don't have the total of viewers in millions yet, at least on the Wikipedia. But on the live date, it went from 1.57 in the pilot to 1.32. So from a 0.5 share to a 0.4 share. So that's not that big of a drop, surprisingly.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
That's not terrible for an outright, you know, not great episode.
Not great pilot, yeah.
But I guess enough hot teens like hot teen witches.
Yeah, so. Apparently so. I don't know if the Supergirl ratings follow suit. Maybe it's just people that hang around and watch both or what. I don't know. But often if you have a good lead in, it helps.
Yeah. Yeah, it may. Who knows? We'll see where it is. It ends up at the end of the season. Also didn't check on how Sons of Anarchy 2 Electric Boogaloo is doing.
True.
Mine's MC. I haven't checked on that in a while.
Yeah.
Also, that's
I don't know if it's still on.
Oh, it's still on. It's definitely not. you know, getting any buzz from what I can tell.
No, not at all.
I mean, it doesn't have, at least so far, it does not have the cultural hype that I remember Sons of Anarchy having.
And it's one that totally fell off my radar and I pretty much forgot about. If we hadn't reviewed it, I probably wouldn't think about it again for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know that, at least so far, I don't plan to watch that one either.
Yeah.
I shan't be continuing with Charmed 2018. Anything stuck with you in the week since we watched it?
No. It's the same stuff that when we did watch it. I've talked to other people about it, and they seem to concur that it seems a little weird that they were so on the nose with political points of view and things like that. And there was nothing about it. There's been no nostalgia in the last week or so to say, oh, now I really want to find out what happened in episode two. Haven't gone back and done that. So I don't see it happening.
It's not compelling at all.
No.
No, and not really. I mean, really, the only thing that stuck with me was how good that episode was that we did, not how good an episode they did.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I actually think that was, for our show, you know, we haven't been around very long, but I think it was a pretty good little episode.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I enjoyed Angela's company. I thought she did a great job.
Yeah.
So that's
you did put up all your pornos. So.
That's right. out of respect.
Yeah.
Out of respect for, feminine rights and
exactly.
Hashtag Me Too.
It'd be weird to be, you know, watching a show about women's empowerment and having the type of porno that you like all hanging around. And so I appreciate that you put it up.
But I did leave out my real dolls.
Yeah, true.
It makes us feel like we have a studio audience.
Right,
so
yeah.
That's what I enjoy. And I even made them clap. You know, I got a remote to make them clap.
It's a little bit of that human touch that's not completely human.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Understand. Yeah.
So next week, speaking of plastic, speaking of real girls, real dolls, sex dolls, we're going to talk about a show that was led by someone who is, I don't know, conservatively 70% plastic.
No, yeah, at least.
Even to this day, and that would be one Miss Pamela Anderson, Pamela Anderson Lee at the time.
And 20% Hep C, right? And,
oh, yeah, she's at least 23% Hep C, yeah. they replaced 23% of her blood with Hep C, liquid Hep C.
Exactly. Yeah. It's some kind of virus.
It's like a weird version of the Terminator, except it's liquid metal. It's, it's Hep C.
Yeah. She's got a virus in her at all times.
Oh, yeah. She's constantly looking for new viruses.
Right. And leaking new viruses.
And leaking. Yeah. She's a walking Wikipedia for viruses. A viralpedia.
Now, I know high school Mark did not hate her, though.
No, and we shouldn't say the show we're going to talk about is VIP. This is a show, as a syndicated show from 1998.
That's true. We should say who we're talking about and what show it is.
Not just how hot she is and or was.
Right.
Yeah, so Pam Anderson at the time, she was at her peak. And I mean,
Baywatch, you know, obviously.
Yeah, this is post-Baywatch. This was right after the movie Barbed Wire.
Yeah.
Which was like 96, 97-ish.
Kids, if you don't know Baywatch... I understand that most of you stream Friends, and they're running and what they're talking about in there. Yeah. That's all Baywatch.
Yeah, so if you remember the movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson called Baywatch, that was a remake of a TV show that Pamela Anderson Lee, at one time appeared on.
Right.
After she starred on another show led by noted conservative / cocaine dealer Tim Allen called Home Improvement.
Oh, yes.
And who is now on Last Man Standing,
right.
What I understand is... I don't know. Intolerable, from what I understand.
I saw a preview for it, and it looked terrible, so all I know.
It looked awful. But she's not on that show, but she was on Home Improvement. And she was actually on a show within that show called Tool Time.
Right.
And that was really where she was post-Playboy, and she was in a magazine that one time existed called Playboy.
It had the nudes.
It had the nudes back when nudes were cool.
As you see strewn about this off in the studio.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you don't see, because this is not a webcast.
Right. Good point.
You're not
as you would if you were me.
Right. Yes. Someday, if you're lucky, you'll get to get in here and see all my real girls, my real dolls.
Whenever we raffle off a studio audience pass, you'll be able to come in and watch.
For 1 month's server cost.
Right, exactly.
So VIP was a syndicated show, and it was kind of like a Charlie's Angels ripoff.
Yeah.
It had three women that were the primary stars. I don't know if you've watched it yet. I've started it. It has a surprise cameo from Breaking Bad star. There's actually a Brad in there, too. We'll talk about that next week.
I have not started it yet.
Okay, yeah. So there's a Breaking Bad cameo in the very beginning, and it's pretty awesome because the man has not aged a day since that show aired.
Yeah, okay.
And,
is it Gustavo?
It's Gustavo Fring. He's also the Chicken Man.
All right, sweet.
He's a villain in season one of VIP. That would be amazing.
That would.
So it's a show. It's sort of a comedy. It's kind of a... it was in that era of Xena and Hercules, the Legendary Journeys. It feels very, very entrenched in the 90s. But it's not 98. It feels very entrenched in, like, the early 90s.
Didn't she also do a movie that had that kind of, like, something called Barbed Wire? Or?
That's what we just mentioned a few minutes ago.
Oh, right? Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Called Barbed Wire.
Wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, that was more of a, I don't want to say straight-ahead action, but it was a, more of a sex action. This is more of a sex comedy action show.
Okay.
It's more lighthearted than Barbed Wire was.
So it's more like the show she tried to do later called Stacked on Fox. Where she was a librarian.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, okay.
Is that actually a real thing?
That was a real thing, yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
I think it got canceled, and I think it might be a failed pilot even. I don't know. It might have made a season.
Maybe we need to pick that up after Thanksgiving.
There we go.
We need to watch Stacked.
All the Pamela Anderson failures.
So it's called VIP, and it she is someone who stumbles her way into leading a detective agency, a bodyguard, bodyguard agency in L.A., protecting the stars, the rich and famous. Her name is Valerie Irons in the show, and it's Valerie Irons Protection is what VIP stands for. So let's play the trailer for VIP.
She's coming to Beverly Hills with beauty, brains, and a really big expense account. Pamela Anderson is Valerie Irons Protection.
So there you go. That's the trailer for VIP. It is a gem, I'll tell you that.
That is a trailer, yes.
The opening minute is just pure gold.
So you haven't finished it yet?
No, I've only watched about 30 minutes of it so far. It's a 45-minute episode, so I don't have too much longer to watch it. But
so where can everybody find this right now? Is it YouTube?
That's an excellent question, Dustin. I'm glad you pointed it out. Yeah, you can find it on YouTube. It is free of charge, and I don't know why you'd pay for this.
Right.
If only for the nostalgia of back when Pamela Anderson was at probably her peak hotness.
So you probably could buy it on Amazon, but why would you? I would probably just go to YouTube.
Maybe. I don't know that it's even for... I didn't bother to look.
Right.
Why would you?
Right, exactly. Good
I don't
point.
Know that you want to spend hard-earned American dollars or any international dollars watching
this. Any type of currency that you've earned.
Yeah. As long as it's a dollar, we don't accept this pound crap.
Yeah. But
or the yen.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah.
It can be a Canadian dollar, an Australian dollar, or a good old solid United States dollar.
Exactly.
No dollar. No
something
currency,
that says dollar.
As long as it's dollar.
Dollar bill,
that's
y'all.
Right. Dollar bill, yeah. Make it rain all over VIP. So I don't know we can say much more than that, because I think we have to let the audience watch and enjoy this gem, and hopefully you're watching this.
And I have to watch it before I know what to say.
Get on it. Go to YouTube, watch
this. Get down on it.
There is a link in the show notes for this episode, and if you go to our website, pilotprojectpod.com, there's an embedded post there with YouTube video, and you can watch it in your browser, you can watch it on your phone, you can sling it to your TV.
Is it a little bit higher quality than Cop Rock?
Visually or
I mean visually.
Metaphorically
is
speaking.
It still like 480p or what?
It's a 480p. Cop Rock was like a 120p. So.
Okay, so we got full DVD quality at least.
No, I wouldn't. DVD is 720p, right?
720p is HD. I'm thinking of old-school DVD, 480.
Oh, old-school. It's probably...
maybe it's 280.
Boy, that's hard to tell. It's
well, whatever. Maybe it's a little more than blobby potatoes like Cop Rock.
You can actually see faces in this.
Okay, there we go.
You can see when certain celebrities look like other, more well-known celebrities, or actors in the show look like more well-known celebrities. So,
gotcha.
Like there's a fake Alicia Silverstone in this, for instance.
Oh, okay.
So it's slightly better quality. It's watchable from a visual standpoint.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, it's a real gem, so... if you have any thoughts on VIP, or if you have any thoughts on Charmed or anything else we talked about, please contact us. There are ways to contact us in the show notes. You can email us pilotprojectpod@gmail.com. And really, all the links to contact us are on our websites. But we are Pilot Project Pod on everything, all the social networks.
But we are. That was very formal.
But we are, indeed.
Very enunciated.
And if you have any feedback on this show, we will take that on this show, and we'll talk about it, parse it, throw it back in your face, and leave our own comments about your comments.
Or if you just have general feedback about us or anything, go ahead.
Maybe you want to tell a story.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe you have a special offer.
Right, yeah.
Something like that.
Maybe you have something to offer up to be part of the studio audience.
Maybe you have a used
to replace a real doll for 1 week.
I was going to say, maybe you have a used sex doll you can bring in. That can be your...
can add to the collection.
Can be your door feed.
The audience can grow, yes.
That's right. It can grow the studio audience. All right, we'll catch you guys next week for a very special episode of The Pilot Project called VIP. The Pilot Project is produced by Mark Hudson and Dustin Taylor. We have new episodes every Friday. Email us at pilotprojectpod@gmail.com or find us on social channels as @pilotprojectpod. Links to subscribe to this show for free and links to the TV shows we watch can be found in this episode's show notes or on our website at pilotprojectpod.com.
Thank you for tuning into The Pilot Project.
I'm loving this show.
We hope you enjoyed the show. See you next episode.